Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Learn more about financing your agribusiness venture with support from the Development Bank of Jamaica on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Joe, how your cocoa pod look so white and frosty?
Bob, me we get to that later, man.
Joe, no bother itch, man. You need to prune the tree, strip off the pods and treat them with white lime. Then spray them with some copper fungicide right away. Trust me, you don't want this for spread.
Alright, boss. Since you there, you go help me pick off all of the pod them.
Coca farmers, after working in a field with a frosty pod rot fungus, ensure you wash your hair, shoes and clothes properly and sanitize your equipment daily. A message from the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
The Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ, provides loans for the productive sectors of agriculture and agro-processing for the purposes of establishing crops and livestock. The criteria include the following. The business is to be registered and operating in Jamaica, tax compliant, technically and financially viable, and contributing positively to the economy. The DBJ provides financing of up to 90% of the project cost, up to a maximum of $30 million at an interest rate of 9.5% for a maximum of 10 years, with a moratorium on principal repayments of up to 24 months. Funds can be accessed for agricultural projects such as poultry production under the category Energy Conservation. General Manager for Microfinance at the Development Bank of Jamaica, Paul Chin, tells us more about the energy loan offered by the DBJ.
We provide loans for up to 10 years in tenure, subject to cash flow assessment, of course, and we also provide moratorium of up to 12 months in repayment.
70 to 75% financing is available up to a maximum of $100 million for large projects.
When you look at operations such as poultry, which require a very large and significant capital outlay, we have extended loans for over $100 million. Interest rate, 9.5%. Maximum tenure of up to 10 years with moratorium of up to 24 months on principal repayment.
The DBJ also provides capacity development products, including a collateral guarantee, voucher for technical assistance, energy audit grants, Ignite grant, and Jamaica Business Fund grant. For additional information on the voucher for technical assistance grant facility, go to dbjvoucher.com.
If you simply need, say, a business plan to determine how your operations are going and how you need to proceed, or you need a marketing plan, these are some of the services that are covered under the voucher.
General Manager for Microfinance at the DBJ, Paul Chin. To get more information about other products and or services, visit the DBJ at 11A to 15 Oxford Road in Kingston or call 929-4000. And on our Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the Portland 4-H Clubs will be showcasing projects of the 4-H Clubs in the parish at its annual Parish Achievement Expo on Thursday, March 29, on the grounds of the College of Agriculture, Science and Education case, starting at 9 a.m. The day will also feature agro-processing displays from coffee. The official ceremony begins at 1:30 p.m. Send your announcements to radio at gis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Manners take you around the world. Translation, good manners will take you around the world. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Are you registered to vote? If not, then don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Thursday, March 29. Persons not registered by March 29 for the May voters list cannot be added before November 2018. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, a person with good manners will gain the respect and trust of others. This trust will lead them to treat you in a manner that will propel you to higher heights. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.